Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Bex from the Activity Quest podcast here. I wanted to share with you a brand new episode of a podcast we've been working on at Fun Kids. It's called the National Trust Kids Podcast. Take a listen, and if you like what you hear, remember to follow the podcast wherever you're listening to this. Just search National Trust Kids Podcast and tap follow so you get new episodes when they land. There's another coming in a few months' time. Enjoy!
Welcome to the National Trust Kids Podcast. In this story, we meet Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers. When an upturned kayak strands Expedition Eddie on an island, it's up to one curious critter to sound the alarm.
Another beautiful morning on the Honeycutt Estate. It's mornings like these that really make me glad to be a beaver. Let's see what's on the agenda for today. Gnaw some wood? Good. Build a dam? Very nice. Go for a swim? Yes, please. But first, I'll just sit back for a while and take it all in. The gorgeous gushing of the water, the hustle and bustle of the wind winding its way through the trees, the distracting cries of a distressed human. Hang on, that's not right, is it? Better go and check this out. Oh my, there's two humans and they're stuck in the river in some sort of weird skinny boat. What do I do? What do I do? I could gnaw through this tree and use it as a bridge. Oh, I'd never get through it on time. I need some sort of super-powered beaver to... I know! I'll call Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers! Ow!
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I wonder, will it take them long to get here?
Did somebody call for help?
Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers, how did you get here so fast?
You must be one of the beavers of Honeycutt Estate. We can get around super fast because we have a super speedy deer on our team.
Yes, it is I, deer, leader of the Wildlifers.
I didn't know we had a leader.
Well, look at me. I'm a great big majestic red deer. Of course I'm leader.
Well, I am an even more majestic beaver.
Oh, you're super beaver, the Wildlifer.
Yes, yes, it's me.
You're an inspiration to all beavers.
Oh, shucks. No, really, it's you who inspires me.
There'll be plenty of time to shower beaver in praise later. Now, who needs our help? Because we're ready to go. Bat! 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 Wake up!
Oh, sorry, I must have drifted off there for a minute. Did I miss much?
For a minute? You spend all day asleep, you lazy bat.
I'm not lazy. I'm nocturnal.
Calm down, everybody. Now, how can we help you today?
I saw two humans stuck in a weird skinny boat.
A kayak?
Bless you.
No, a kayak is what the weird skinny boat is called. I think I know who that is. Bat. Bat! Bat! You could use your super sonar to take a look.
Oh, yes, yes. Sure thing, Ranger Ray. Super sonar activated.
What can you see, Bat?
I see a familiar face in a familiar outfit.
Just as I thought. It's Expedition Eddie.
Oh.
Who's that? Expedition Eddie loves to trek out into nature, but he always ends up needing our help. Eddie? Eddie, is that you?
Hi, Ranger Ray!
Is Roxy with you too?
Yes.
Poor Roxy. She always gets caught up in Eddie's misadventures. We have to get them out of that kayak.
Bless you.
We have to get them out of that kayak right away.
I thought if I gnawed through that big tree, I could use it like a bridge, but it would take too long.
Not for a super beaver.
Wow! That was super speed!
Great job, Beaver. Fox, can you walk across that tree bridge and guide them back?
Of course I can, Ranger Ray. Unless Wildcat would like to go instead.
You know I'd love to, Fox, but I can't because I just cleaned my beautiful fur and I don't want to get it wet in that dirty river water.
Of course. I'm sure it's nothing to do with you being scared of the water.
How dare you, Fox? I am the mighty Scottish Wildcat. I fear nothing. What was that sound?
Oh, that's just Beaver going for a swim. I'll go and fetch Eddie and Roxy.
Has anyone seen Mole?
They're just digging around for some worms. My sources tell me this place is a real worm hotspot. Anybody like to join me for a worm?
No, thank you.
Everybody loves worms.
Mostly just you, Mole. Ah, here comes Fox with Eddie and Roxy.
Thanks for saving us again, fantastic Mr. Fox.
For the last time, I'm not fantastic Mr. Fox. I'm a fox who happens to be fantastic.
It's bad enough you keep getting into trouble yourself, Eddie, but do you have to bring Roxy along for the ride too?
I wanted to learn how to kayak.
Bless you.
But Eddie wasn't as good as an instructor as he said he was.
We just ran into a little trouble, that's all.
You tried to use the kayak as a submarine.
The important thing is that everybody's safe. Wow, you beavers have done amazing things with this forest. Look at all the beautiful plants and insects buzzing about everywhere.
Oh, look at that beautiful beaver lodge and that incredible beaver dam.
Sounds like you know your beaver facts, Roxy.
We haven't been here that long. Did you know beavers were extinct in Britain for hundreds of years?
Really?
But they reintroduced us 20 years ago, and we've been brightening up the place ever since. If you want to energise your ecosystem, best call a beaver.
Oh, I see a fish in there. And another. I want a closer look.
Careful, Eddie.
Don't worry. I'm a master of balance. Nobody can balance better than... Oh!
What was that you were saying?
The wetlands we create with our lodges and dams are a great place for fish to live. There's plenty of food and places to hide.
I see another beaver across the water.
There's another colony that lives over there. I'll say hello for you.
Why are you splashing your tail on the water like that?
Beavers can communicate with each other this way.
That's amazing, like a beaver drum.
It sure is.
We don't have a phone and we don't send mail. So we slap a beat out with our tail. A predator warning or just to say good morning. With beats this good, you just can't fail.
Time for a solo.
So it's just like Morse code.
What's Morse code?
That sounds like a question for Expedition Eddie.
Well, of course. Just let me see now. Morse code is, hang on. I think, technically, Morse is one of those things. If you look at...
I know this one.
Go ahead, Fox.
Morse code is where you use long and short beeps to spell out letters of the alphabet.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, alphabet beeps.
What a wise old fox you are. Hey, Eddie, did you see where Roxy went?
She was here a minute ago.
Bat. Bat, will you help me find her?
Oh, yes, sure thing, Ranger Ray.
See anything yet, Bat?
Nothing yet, but I can see so many branches that would make the perfect spot for a late afternoon nap.
Let's find Roxy before we start planning any naps.
Oh, I can hear someone crying over there.
It's Roxy. Hey, Roxy, what's the matter?
Oh, hey, Ranger Ray. It's nothing.
You can tell me. Us wildlifers are great listeners.
We sure are. In fact, bats are so good at listening, we can emit sound waves which allow us to use echolocation.
Not now, Bat.
It's just, I lost my favourite pair of binoculars when our kayak got stuck.
Oh no, did they fall in the water?
Yeah, they were my grandma's favourite pair when she was an explorer, and she gave them to me for my birthday.
They sound like a very special pair of binoculars, just like my special map.
What special map?
This special map. My Uncle Patsy gave me this when I was about your age. It's a map of every forest in the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow!
It's what made me want to be a ranger.
Oh, it makes me want to be a ranger too.
Well, then there's no time to waste. Every ranger needs binoculars, so let's find yours right away. Animals, assemble! It's time for a wildlife roll call. Deer!
At your service.
Beaver!
Ready and waiting.
Bat! Bat.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Fox.
Just tell me where you want me.
Wildcat.
I suppose I can help out if you need me.
Mole.
I hope this mission involves us eating a lot of worms.
Sorry, Mole. No worms.
Oh.
Roxy lost a very special pair of binoculars when the kayak...
Bless you.
...got stuck in the river.
That's terrible.
Sure is, Beaver. We'll need to make sure they don't get carried too far downstream. Bat. Bat. Can you use your super sonar to make a map of the area and tell us if you see something unusual in the water?
Sure thing. Time to get batty. Super sonar activated.
What do you see?
I see lots of fish and insects. You beavers really do a great job with the ecosystem.
Thank you.
What else?
I see a binocular-shaped object floating downstream. It's getting very close to a waterfall.
What else can you see by the waterfall?
Let me check again. I see a beaver colony.
We could ask them to build a dam to catch the binoculars. Beaver, can you use your super-powered tail slaps to communicate with them?
Super Beaver, at your service. Let's drop a beat. They should be hearing that loud and clear.
Great work, Beaver. Now we just need to get down there to catch the binoculars. Beaver and Bat, hop on Deer's back and let's super speed our way down.
Okay, everyone, hold on to my antlers and super speed away!
I see the beavers building the dam up ahead, but it still needs some work. We need to make sure they get it finished on time.
Leave it to Beaver.
Look at Beaver go.
Ta-da!
Great work, Beaver. I can see the binoculars. They're resting on that branch. Could you walk out across the dam and fetch them?
I could walk, I could swim. I got it all.
Excellent. I'll go thank the other beavers. Bat, can you... Bat!
Bat has fallen asleep on my antlers again.
Well, dear, you must have very cosy antlers.
I've got the binoculars.
Great job, Beaver. Now let's get them back to Roxy right away.
You go ahead. I'm going to stay here and say thanks to the other beavers and maybe gnaw a few autographs.
Don't let all that praise go to your head. Come on, dear. Let's super speed our way back to Roxy.
Everybody, hold on to my antlers and super speed away!
Here you go, Roxy. Now you'll be able to see trouble coming a mile away.
Hooray!
Let's have some worms to celebrate.
Maybe later, Mole.
Oh, thank you so much, Ranger Ray. And thank you, Deer and Wildcat and Fox and Bat and Mole. And hey... Where's Beaver?
Beaver is off meeting some adoring fans.
Well, thank you to all the beavers.
And Expedition Eddie, please be careful next time you go on an adventure.
Sorry, Ranger Ray. It won't happen again.
I'm not so sure about that.
Hey, why don't we play one more song before you go?
What do you think, wildlifers? Would you like to hear one more song from the beavers of Honeycutt Estate?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hit it!
When you see trouble come your way, just sound the alarm for Ranger Ray. In some kayak trouble, we'll be there on the double. The wildlifers will save the day.
The National Trust Kids Podcast was made for the National Trust by Fun Kids.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.